A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 1 through 20. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid, and go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, "Tell people his disciples came by night and stole him away while you were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, till the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Roderick Hathaway, Trinity Lutheran Church, Winfield, Kansas.
The lectionary reading for today is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 20. Grace, mercy, and peace from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The powerful sound of an average 2,700,000,000 gallons of water flowing over the falls at Niagara in a single hour makes a deafening roar. By contrast, the quiet hum of dynamos in the hydroelectric plants in the province of Ontario and in the state of New York harness a small percentage of this energy to generate light and electricity for millions in homes, businesses, and industry throughout the region. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is far more dynamic. He is alive. He works quietly and powerfully, and it is by the power of his word and authority that Jesus generates faith and brings souls alive 24/7 around the world. The power of his word and authority sustain that faith for eternal life. And by the power of his word and authority, Jesus sends believers out into the world to make disciples. Through the gospel, baptism, and Holy Communion, every believer has an infinite and limitless source of comfort, assurance, and strength for sharing the truth. Yet, like those first Easter dawn witnesses and disciples, we are often slow to believe, understand, and make full use of what his resurrection means to us daily. As Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, "We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us." The lectionary reading for today from Matthew 28, 1 through 20, supplies us with one of the narratives of that surpassing power. God's own validation and testimony that the life and cross of our Savior was and remains sufficient to save sinners. Jesus had fulfilled his substitutionary mission. The price of every sin is paid in full. The accusations of Satan are crushed. Not even death can defeat the believer. The angel told Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, "He has risen as he said." Jesus himself sends them to tell the disciples. They took that singular truth out into the world. We have received it, and by it believe. At the end of the age, the powerful waters of Niagara Falls will cease to fall. Until then, the risen Lord Jesus promises to be with us and says, Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. His power and authority will never cease. The day will come when all tombs will be emptied, and all who believe will celebrate the glory of his power and authority, alive and everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Roderick Hathaway for today's meditation on God's Word.